Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, silence your phones. You only gonna hear my tone. It's special how we all alone. Get comfy, make yourself at home.
Ladies and gentlemen, Aaron Burr.
Okay, we have a problem before we get started, Mike. Someone's recording this.
Yeah, I am. It's for your podcast.
Yeah, I know. Me and you were on the computer doing it, but someone is like a hacker or troll or something is recording it because a pop-up just came up and it said someone's recording this.
Yeah, Zoom is just letting you know because a couple of politicians got caught jacking off on Zoom, so now it just lets you know you're being recorded.
I literally see something on my screen says recording.
Yeah, it should be like a little flashing red dot.
That's exactly what it is. So yeah. They've done it to you too?
Yeah, they're doing it right now. I did it. I'm the one who requested the recording.
So you,
this recording, I put a little Berg's base bug in the corner. You could even point to the corner where the Berg's base bug is. It's the other corner. There you go. Yeah. See where that bug is right there? I just slapped that on it, and that's an episode.
Really?
Yeah, that easy.
But anyone I'm at home in my and you're at your place.
Yeah, it's all ones and zeros.
Here's the question, though. So, something says original sound for musicians off, so it's clearly a musician. And while we bring this up, like my record label, there's an issue going on where someone pretended to be a different company and they're trying to claim part of the track of one of our artists. So how do I know this is not a musician that's doing the same thing?
I'm not a good musician. I mean, yeah.
Why does it say musician? Original sound for musicians off.
Oh, we're not recording music.
There, it says it.
There? It doesn't say it for me. I don't know. There's a bunch of little widgets on the side. I don't want to click anything.
Ow! Oh, that fire's hot. You ever touch fire?
When I was a kid, then, you know, you learn.
My daughter did it when she was one at her birthday. She went, and it was a horrible birthday party.
Oh, no, I grabbed a barbecue grill, like, between the grates.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I fucked up.
And then what happened?
My fucking hands burnt. They fucking poured shit on it. The ambulance came and they treated me there. I was at a park.
Like a barbecue grill, one of those round ones with like these types of stands?
Yeah, and they're like, the grating's like perfectly for little kid chubby fingers. And I guess I just walked over.
Oh, you went like that?
Yeah, I went to grab, almost like to lift it, and it just burnt my hand.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was hot.
Why did you want to lift the grill?
I wanted to show how strong I was.
Real? Oh, so you thought you were going to lift the whole barbecue.
I was like four. I was fucking retarded. I was just like, this is something to do.
You wanted to lift the whole barbecue. You didn't know the grill part was going to come out.
I just saw people hovering around it. So I was like, well, I probably didn't even know what was going on. I just grabbed it. Like, I was that young. But, like, I didn't do it as a functioning adult. Like, this will be fun.
Would you do it now?
Honestly, sometimes I see something hot and I want to touch it. But I know I shouldn't.
I wonder what that is. Like, do you ever think that you have superpowers? Like, if you close your eyes and you play this game where you, like, sense how far... Like, I know the microphone is right here. Can you... Do you have that sense when you close your eyes? Can you tell how far away something is? Do you think that's a special power?
Like, you could, like Daredevil almost. Like, he just knows. Like, he could, like, sense everything around him.
He does that?
Yeah, he's blind, but he uses all his other senses, like hearing, touch, and smell to know where everything is in a room. So that's kind of what you're doing. You're just kind of like letting your sixth sense pick everything up.
The microphone's right here.
Well, I mean, you don't have to rub your nose on it.
Nah, I smell it. But to listen for it, see, I heard it. I heard the microphone. My senses are very, very gifted.
You say you would have heightened senses.
Yeah, I have heightened sentences.
You have heightened sentences?
Sense it. It's nerve-wracking to even talk about it because it's such a special thing. And you have to practice it and get good at it. Like for years, I would pretend I was blind sometimes. So just shut my eyes and then I'd test and I go, where's this step? And I'd walk around. And I would also walk on my tippy toes just to build up my calf muscles.
As an adult?
As a late teen.
Okay, you do silly things as a late teen.
That was silly? Every hill I would walk up.
Silly to just walk in.
I mean, walk on my tippy toes. And then when I did my first ever bodybuilding competition in 1994, the 10 International Productions, TIP Productions in Toronto, my calves blew everybody away.
And legendary were like, calves on you.
How did you get calves like that? I was really, I'm going to say this. What's a good analogy to be?
You have the Michael Jordan of calves.
To be what?
You have the Michael Jordan of calves.
Yeah, but I need a better, these people were not in the same league as me. Like you could say I was in a different league, but give me a better way to say that.
You were on a whole nother level. There's different levels of this shit.
I was in terms of calves, I was a god amongst men. My calves were so mind-blowing. People walked over and they go, how the fuck did you get your calves like that?
Do you still have nice calves? Can we take
they're
a peek?
Decent.
Can we take they're a peek? Not, is that too much to ask? Let me see.
You see?
That's the other way, man. Why are you...
I should just pull the pants up.
It looks dark. Oh, those are solid. Look at that definition. Yeah.
Over there's a diamond. But all right, I'll show you the other one.
Good glutes.
What?
Good glute. Don't you have to rub it on the bike?
You see it?
Yeah, no, I see. You know, where do you put the steroids?
In the pot. Some guy, you ever picture, he goes to show his calves, but he pulls his pants all the way down and just rolls it up.
Yo, can I see that tattoo? Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Oh, takes his whole shirt off for no reason. So the calves, and you couldn't tell people, I used to just walk uphill on my tippy toes. But I used to train them like crazy. Calves are very difficult to develop. I'll tell you who doesn't have calves. Black athletes.
No, they're all like agility. So yeah, I guess they're just trying to keep the weight low, maybe.
There's very few good black bodybuilders with great calves. And a lot of them have implants.
Oh, maybe, but I was thinking like NBA and football and shit.
They're not, yeah, not a lot of calves. Of yeah, this is, by the way, like talking like this is probably what got Don Imus in trouble, is this type of talk. And then
you know what I think about him.
Yeah, Don Imus?
No, the black athletes.
I think that they're great at being athletes and stuff like that, which, by the way,
it's not great cats.
My favorite sport this time of year is women's curling.
I'm into curling, not into curling, but like I do watch it. It's so stupid. But yeah, what's the difference between women's curling? Is there different rules? Like the WNBA is a little different.
They have a shorter sheet of ice. No, I think it's the exact same, but it's the dumbest sport in the world.
Just smaller hands.
Smaller hands, smaller brains. And I'm going to tell you this. You've missed a lot this week. I don't really have anything to say about curling, except I had a roommate that was like a curler, played on a provincial team, and his name was Dallas. And when he would go away on trips, I'd piss all over his clothes.
Did he find out it was you?
No, but he came home and he goes, something smells like piss in here. I go, I don't know. And then I walked away.
You. Can you push your camera up a little bit?
Yeah, what if you just said, oh, that's your clothes I pissed on?
Yeah, I mean, if you're trying to fucking fist fight someone.
Those are fighting words, right?
Yeah, to tell someone, yeah, I pissed on your clothes. But like to not even deny it is insane.
why, as human beings, do we sometimes just pussy out and become passive aggressive instead of just going straight to the fight? Wouldn't it be more fun? Watch, pretend you walked in, you've had a great weekend curling, you met some friends, you had sex with some girl, you come back, your roommate's there. I had hair at the time. The room smells like Kathy Quinn's pussy from down the hall. And you come in, you're a little disturbed, your nose is, what smells like pussy? You know your roommate's been fucking all weekend, shit's not good, but you had a great weekend. And then you got to come back and see Aaron Berg, this douche, in there pretending to do homework on a typewriter thing. Hey, what's up, dude?
Oh, hey, man. How's everything, Aaron?
You know, had sex with Kathy, unprotected.
Oh, nice. There's an odor in here.
Yeah, probably her pussy, right?
No, kind of. Did you have a dog or anything? It kind of smells like sour, like urine or something. Did you piss on anything?
What's that?
Did you piss on anything? It's pungent. It's very strong. I'm shocked that you haven't noticed.
You say it smells like piss in here?
It definitely smells like piss.
I don't.
And I'm walking closer to my bedroom, it's getting stronger. So what's going on?
Let me smell. I kind of like a little bit around here, right?
Yeah, like right by my curling outfit.
Yeah, like right where your clothes
Did
are.
Did you
mostly.
Piss on my curling stone? Huh? Aaron, somebody pissed on my curling. It's still wet.
Look, let me grab this broom and I'll sweep it up.
No, that's the broom I use for curling. Stop.
What?
Oh. Don't clean the piss with it.
I just thought it was normal. So you shouldn't piss on this stone or these clothes.
No, definitely not the clothes.
I didn't know. I wasn't aware.
Why would
aware,
you do
man.
That anyway?
I mean, I don't like you. I frankly don't like you, and I pissed on your stuff.
Man, with those strong calves, I'll let you get away with it.
You fucking better. Now I'm going to tiptoe down the hall and go piss in a toilet.
So strong when you tiptoe.
He was a really nice guy. I think he reached out to me a couple of years ago. If you ever want to Facebook him, his name was Dallas.
No, because I'm going to have to edit it out. So
yeah, later. I won't say his last name. Okay. Just said Dallas. You're not allowed to say people's names on shows anymore. Why? Is that doxing?
Not doxing, but I don't want, if he does get harassed, someone can show them. I'll have to delete it is what I'm saying. I'll definitely have to delete.
All right. Dallas Bibaloo. He was a nice guy. When he first came to college, we hit it off. We were like best friends. We're like, hey, I'm from Ontario. And he was from Ontario. So we were drinking and I was like 18. And I think you had to be 18 to drink. I wasn't 18 yet, but he's like, don't worry, I'll get beer. I was like, this is awesome. And then, cool roommate, nice dude, laughed a lot. And then for some reason, we just stopped liking each other. I don't know why. I guess you're a roommate and you're like, oh, you're...
Yeah, probably because you were pissing on his shit.
It didn't escalate that quickly. It was just a thing where he got annoying. Like we would, we'd have this catchphrase where we used to make fun of blue collar guys. Little did I know I'd become a blue collar guy. We'd be like, oh, look at this guy. There's blue. We'd just call him blue collar, you know, which was a sign of disrespect because we thought we were going to be incredibly wealthy. We didn't know that everything was not going to go as planned. So then he'd start going, hey, blue, what you doing, blue? And just start calling me blue. And we had no idea. And what he didn't even know where the catchphrase came from. He thought it was because he drank Labatt Blue. So I was like, this guy's so fucking annoying. And then, you know, when everybody else starts to hate somebody and they're like, your roommate's so annoying. And I'm like, yeah, well, I thought that was just me. Then he went away. And then, of course, it's a great thing. You're getting drunk in your room and you're like, this is awesome. My roommate's away. And they're like, your roommate sucks. And you're like, let's piss on his clothes. And then you just piss on his clothes. And then you look and no one else is pissing on his clothes.
So all I got out of this is he called you blue a few times, so you pissed all over his expensive outfit.
He didn't have the right to call me blue. And
you
then,
didn't have the right to piss on his outfit.
Well, look, we do things we regret, and I look back
especially
and maybe
under the influence.
I was drunk, but that
of course,
doesn't make
you don't
it
pee
better.
Out things when you're not drunk.
It doesn't make it better. You know what? I'm going to reach out to him, and we're going to apologize.
This is good because we were talking before the show about how you need to like. Make amends with people from your past?
We were. I remember that. All right, I'm going to check him out. I'm not going to say his last name on here.
Yeah, just what is it, Greg?
How's the way I can say this and make me seem like a nice guy?
There's no getting out of it. Are you gonna tell him what you did?
No, I mean, why don't we just kind of sugarcoat
it? What you did and ask him if he forgives you. Tell him you're going to rehab.
Oh, okay.
And tell him it's one of the things you have to do. Just be like, I want to know if you forgive me. He'll definitely forgive you. He'd be crazy to be like, no, fuck you, when you're like reaching out.
I'm sorry. Okay, I want to look. I'm thinking I want to back out of this first, but second, it's want to maybe apologize and say, hey, I did this when I was a kid, because this is 33 years ago. Yeah. However,
call me, because it obviously it's been bothering you.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I want to say this. Oh, God, he looks the exact same. I'm going to say he's on
those eyes that you have to look into.
This is his description. This is his description. If I say his description, will people know who he is on Facebook or no?
I wouldn't go that far. I doubt someone's that crazy. Let's go.
Dudist priest at the Church of the Latter-day Dude.
Fuck yeah.
I mean that. Can I show a picture of him?
Yeah, I guess.
That's whose clothes you want to piss on. I mean, he looks the exact same. Okay, I'm going to tell you his cover photo was updated May 30th, 2022. It is. This is it. Okay. It's the Oompa Loompas and something behind them. What's that from? A TV show?
Yeah, that's Futurama. It's a Simpsons type spinoff.
Wow. From Future. Okay, then here's a picture of him. You see, and see, there's a bridge there.
He seems nervous.
See, there's a bridge. He writes, hello, hello. I can't seem to hear you. I've got a bridge in my ear.
Because the way the bridge was coming out.
Yeah.
Show it again.
Okay.
People might like it the second time around. Why is the bridge in his ear?
So he's pretending he can't hear. By the way, which bridge is that?
London.
You think?
Looks like it. Yeah, I mean, if I had to, I mean, I'm half retarded. Should be asking.
Well, if it was London, it wouldn't be up, right?
Well, then what's the bridge in London? I know, but it's London from bridge the final fell scene down. Spider-Man.
Remember? There's him doing blackface.
That's not crazy. So you guys had similar career paths?
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. The rest looks like he's got the bridge one again.
Yeah, call him up and apologize, I think.
All right. Really?
Yeah, just be like, it's been eating away at me. I'm going to rehab next weekend.
Are you sure? This is a really bad thing to admit to.
But what's he going to do? Like, be like, no, I'm going to find you and fist fight you. Like, there's no way this is going to turn to him being like, he'd be a crazy person and not immediately forgive you. He'd be like, Aaron, don't worry about it. Go to rehab. Get better.
So I have to say I'm going to rehab?
Yeah, no, it's a fun thing to add.
Okay, here
people
he
are more
is.
Forgiving if you give them something dramatic.
And you're saying I can call him? Wait.
Yeah, do you have like a Facebook call or whatever?
I don't follow him on Facebook. Do I have to follow him?
I don't know how Facebook works.
There's a message thing. Can I just write a message?
Yeah, write a message and then maybe just we can have him in the future on the show.
Or okay. If
we
get back hey, to Dallas, you before the end of the show. What's up? Berg. Your old roommate who didn't piss on your clothes.
It's me, Blue.
Your old roommate. Okay, there we go.
If you could get him on air to apologize, that would be such a funny.
All right, let's see what happens. I can call him. I'm calling him.
Yeah, there you go. If you could Facebook
let me ask him. You this.
Talk to me.
What if I just call and don't admit to pissing on his clothes?
That's cool too, but it would be funny to be like,
all right, I'm doing it. Hang on.
Say it at the end though. And then at the end, be like, before you go, there's a reason I called you. You know, I'm going away for 30 days.
I'm going to call him. It wouldn't let me call him yet. I got to follow him first. Okay. It says right here I can call him. Audio call. Here we go. You aren't contacts on Messenger. Oh, okay. I got to follow him or something. How do you view profile? This is pretty good. We're gonna get to this. Now I got to follow this guy. I know how I can say it. Add friend. There we go. Request it. Here's how I'm going to word it. You be him, I'll be me.
Okay, let's go back.
Ring. Ring.
Hello?
Hey, Dallas.
Hey, Aaron, what's up?
Hey, how'd you know it was me?
It says it on Facebook Messenger.
Oh, sweet, man. Where are you?
No, just home with my family.
Nice. You married, kids?
Yeah, wife, two kids now.
Me too. I got a wife and a kid. Pretty cool, nice. Right?
How old?
5. How old are yours?
Your wife is 5?
Yeah. I'm this is, it brings me to this thing that I'm doing. I've been found guilty of trafficking.
What's that?
Do you know Andrew Tate?
Yeah, big fan.
Yeah, I was doing some stuff with him, some very alpha male stuff. Look, I'm joking. You know me, I'm always joking.
You were always like, so funny, Aaron. You
my daughter's 5. I'm pissed in your clothes. Oh, I'm silly. So anyways.
Wait, what?
Everything good?
Yeah, everything's good.
All right, man, I'll talk to you in a bit.
Is that what you called me to just say you were silly?
Look,
you were always funny. You know I always liked you, Blue.
Yeah, I don't know if you know I was battling with addiction. And
I didn't know that. I'm sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, I just got sober recently, about 9.5 years ago. That's
crazy. Seriously.
Thanks. So I have to go away to rehab.
Okay. That's horrible, man. But, you know, I hope you get better and I hope you get the help you need.
They said I had to go to rehab. I said, no.
Is that from that song? Aaron, you were always so silly.
I'm pretty on it. It's like, remember I used to do all the song parodies at China? Me and you going fishing in the park.
Tiptoeing around and singing.
I used to tiptoe so much on my couch.
I remember that.
Do you remember when we used to go down to Tibbetts Hall and try and make out with chicks?
Man, those are some of the greatest nights of my life that we shared together.
Are you still curling?
Yeah, actually. It's funny you say that, yeah. I'm passionate about it. Like,
you were like provincial or you went national or something?
Yeah, I was actually second place to go to the 2016 Olympics or the 2018 Winter Olympics. And I wasn't able to. I was second place. But man, we were very close. Me and my team. We've been together 13 years now.
Dude, that's awesome. I do stand up comedy.
I've heard that. People have told me you do stand up when I ask about you. I ask about you all the time, man. I miss you. You know, I really have nothing but fond memories of you. Nothing can ruin that.
Anyways, my producer, Mike, he's kind of like making me do these things as part of my 12 steps where I have to reach out to people that I may have wronged at a time.
How'd you wrong me, Aaron? You're literally one of my best friends.
I mean, no. I haven't seen you in like 30 some odd.
When we went down to the hall and tried to make out with chicks.
Do you remember tiptoeing all the way back up?
We did, man, I had the second strongest calves behind you.
Remember that time you went on that trip? You went to play curling or whatever you call it. What was it called? You went to a skip?
I think it was in Buffalo.
Yeah, I think so. And it was a far way away and you had a great weekend.
It was one of the best weekends of my life.
And then you remember a couple weeks after that, you requested to move rooms.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Because you came back and there was the smell of pee on your clothes.
I remember asking you about it and you said you weren't sure what it was. So right. I don't know what, maybe, you know, a cat got in or a mouse. I'm completely over it.
You remember the guys that lived down the hall in that room we called the treehouse?
Do I remember the treehouse?
Yeah, because there was Tree. That was Kevin, the big tall guy. They called him Tree.
Kev, yeah.
Then they had that buddy named Neckbeard. He would just have a beard down there.
And it only was on the bottom. I remember him. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there was Kevin and Alan. Alan was his roommate. They were both very smart, but they were like these small town hillbillies from the Miramichi Valley. You remember?
Yeah, I finally remember those guys.
Yeah, those guys in the treehouse. So you were gone, and you remember I used to drink with them and party all the time, and with Stacy and
you,
the one
you used to drink, man.
I used to get hammered. Anyways, we had a party. We did Century Club in our room, and the smell of pee.
Mm-hmm.
It was Kevin and those guys, and they peed in there.
And you know what's fucked up, Aaron? They told me it was you.
Yeah.
Pieces of shit. And I said, not my boy, Aaron. That's why I switched rooms. I couldn't be roommates with liars that would say some shit about my fucking boy, Aaron. So I was I'm out of here. This is unhealthy.
We need more loyal people like you and I in the world.
Aaron, thanks for coming clean about that. That's really honest of you.
It's not easy to be that honest, you know?
Yeah, I mean.
To really just go to the edge. And then just really go through with the honesty.
Yeah, you never had to. So you didn't wrong me. I don't know why. At the beginning, you started.
I mean, I should have told you that Kevin and Alan and Neckbeard peed all over your clothes. Compliance. They pissed like a lot on your clothes. Like they saved up piss.
Not only that, can I be honest? It smelled especially rank, dry. Like, and I bet it was a few days before I came home, so it was. It was really bad. And, you know, it cost $1,300 to get a new curler.
Yeah.
Someone tried cleaning up the piss with my curler. I noticed. And then they just dropped it on my bed and got my fucking pillows and shit filled with piss.
And you're not supposed to sweep normal stuff with that curler.
No, undoubtedly. It's like treated with special, like it fucks it up essentially perfect, like forever. Like you can't use it again on ice.
So that's
yeah, it was ruined. That was worse. I could get over a shirt or something. That's fine. But trying to
you're saying that was a $1,300 broom.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a special, like they have to treat it with certain materials so it could slide and glide on the ice. Yeah,
it's like horsehair.
Exactly. So it's very expensive and it's very hard to get. So whoever was, and not only that, they didn't sweep it out of the room. They just swept it around so it would spread more and not be in one puddle. So like they weren't even looking out for me and they ended up ruining my, I can't believe that was Kev this whole time. Like, I'm seriously, kind of pissed off, and I might find him.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, and it's like, what are you going to do about it? And also, so stupid. Why are you going to just push it and not get it out of the room?
Not only that, it's heavy too. You knew it wasn't a real broom. Only a real asshole would pick up a 30-pound broom and try to sweep a floor of piss around.
In their defense, maybe they were so drunk, and also then they weren't muscular, so they were acting out doing curls with the curling broom.
I remember you used to ask me, why do you call it curling? And we'd laugh.
Yeah.
And you would do that same mime act out.
I mean, it's... I think people are mean in this world.
Yeah, it takes a real rotten asshole to do something like that to somebody. Like someone who has something really like pushed down inside that they're not letting out.
Yeah, and like a really, it takes a big guy to admit.
To admit when Kev and Tree did it.
Yeah.
It takes a big man to admit someone else did something. And I thank you for coming forward.
So I'm hesitant to say this, but I got to go back to Mike and tell him this. I'm kind of the hero in this.
Yeah, I'd say you came forward. You told me I have closure now, at least. It's almost like when you don't know where your missing daughter is and then they find out where she is. She's dead, but you know where she is. You know what happened. And at least you get some closure.
Now, let me ask you this. I mean, is it worth me trying to find these other guys that went to school with us?
You don't have to find. Can I be honest? I might have to find one of them because I'm really kind of pissed off about that. And I take it to this day very seriously, all of my curling.
So you would get really mad at this?
Yeah. Like if I see them, it's as you would say, it's on site.
Okay, you would fight this guy
undoubtedly. He. Not only that, I got kicked off of the team because I couldn't afford to get a new broom, and no one would lend me theirs.
So your dream was sidetracked.
Well, that's what's, and then I ended up meeting my girlfriend. I had kids and I kind of, now I just play recreationally.
Oh, man. So you could have been a professional.
Probably. They said I was one of the best. The way I threw stone.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah, we would chuck stone, we would call it.
That's pretty cool. All right. I found Matt Collins, who lived down the hall from us.
Get that motherfucker. Tell him I'm on the line and I need to say some shit to him.
Matt. Let me see. This is him. Definitely him. I'm having some problems with the... He's talking about Ukraine. Let's just get his...
Sounds stable.
Ukraine. All right. Let's see what is up with Matt. We're not friends on Facebook. Can't call him. You think he unfriended me?
No, why would he do that?
I literally just tried to follow him and I click on follow and nothing will come up.
He blocked you because he knows that you threw him under the bus.
I think I'm blocked.
Yeah, he was like, yo, Aaron, blame me for that Pitts thing he did.
Oh, all right, hang on. I'm going to try and find him on Instagram. Just hang on one second, Dallas.
No problem.
I mean, I think we used to follow each other on MySpace. Instagram is a way. How am I going to find this guy on Instagram? This it is for be- sure him, and he's blocked me on Facebook.
Yeah.
We were like almost best friends.
He's a piece of shit. You can't message him. Can I message him? And then I'll be like, yo, why did you? Oh, I don't have Facebook. Fuck.
Oh, this is a video he put up.
You're actually going to be like, what the hell is going on? That's him, the Indian guy? Or the little guy?
What? Which that was stupid. He? Why'd this guy block me?
I don't know. Did you comment something on that video?
No. And this is like, content is available. It's locked. We used to hang out. Okay, I'm going to find someone else. We're going to look up Craig.
Let's wrangle everyone up and get to the bottom of this.
All right, let's see. This guy was a male gymnast. Memorial. Here he is. Lives in Nova Scotia. There he is. Message. You're not friends. All these people unfriended me.
Well, maybe you just weren't friends in the first place then. I mean, okay, in life.
Watch. I'm adding a friend right now. What do you think of that? Huh?
Yeah. Add them all. You could group message. Get everyone in a group message and be like, we all need to get on the phone together.
Okay. I follow him. And he's not friends with me. Oh, no. Dallas, I'm going to tell you what I think happened.
What happened, man?
I used to do some racist comedy shows. And
define racist. Like, be a little more specific.
I did a show called White Guys Matter in Toronto. And I think a lot
that
of Canadian. I think they took
that. I remember there were blogs about it. A lot of people were very upset.
They got upset. I mean, I'm a pretty polarizing, controversial figure, yet I'm still very well-versed as a comedian, to quote a woman on Instagram. What do you think?
I mean, that doesn't... It's just the name of a show wouldn't make you raise. No, he did blackface or something.
What?
I said, like, naming a show something doesn't make you a racist. It's not like you did blackface or something like that.
I'm sorry, you keep cutting out. You just said I'm not a racist. I get it.
Yeah, no. This is what I mean is you're not a racist. I know that. I've known you for how long.
So this thing about the... by the way, I never did that. I was just creative with makeup. so I'm going to... I'm going to now find this other guy. How do you find someone that you went to a school with? Because I'm wondering...
probably groups of like class of ba-ba-ba.
Oh.
But they'd have to be part of the group. They'd have to care enough to... Or you could just like search for the name. Is the name not coming up?
They'd have to love where they went to school.
Yeah, they'd have to like be trying to, which is crazy.
All right. Anyways, I think that the important thing is that it doesn't matter who peed on your clothes, that you're still friendly with me. And it was cool to catch up with you.
Like if you would have done it, Aaron, I'd go right down. I'd find out your dates and I'd shoot you while you were on stage.
Okay, I'm going to bring something up to you.
Yeah, you talk to me, man.
It was for sure Kevin.
I know, man. That's why I'm pissed at Kevin.
He pissed the most on the clothes.
I'm pointing all that rage at him.
He pissed really a lot on the clothes.
Wait, so you were there for it? You saw it?
I tried to stop him, but you know,
he was big. That's why we called him Tree.
All right. And look, I'll catch up with you in a bit, man. All the best to you and your family.
All right. Thanks for catching up. Thanks for coming clean too, man.
Nothing I hope you wrong with blackface.
You said rehab, right? You're going to rehab?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So I wish you the best of luck. And I guess in 30 days, hit me up and let you, what?
God bless you.
Thank you, man.
And your family. God bless you and your family.
You really turned my day around. I was sitting here with a gun in my mouth just now.
Wow. Probably shouldn't have called.
No, now I'm going to go hug my wife and hug my kids. You really
do it. And God bless you and many, many treats to your family from the Lord and Savior.
Are you religious now, too?
Mm-hmm.
Like Jewish Lords? Like you're still Jewish? Or
My wife is Catholicism. And so
So you converted or you just...
I just practice a little bit. It's like a potpourri, my religion. We take a little bit from here, a little bit from there, a little bit from here, a little bit from there.
I get it. Thank you, man.
I saw a picture of you with a bridge in your ear.
Did you see what the caption said? It's fucking funny.
You're like, I can't hear you.
I said, hello.
I got a bridge in my ear.
Yeah.
You would love this new show I'm doing. I'm doing a one-man show called Bill Cosby. I did it.
What?
It's what it's called. It's Bill Cosby. I did it.
No way. You're working with Bill Cosby?
It's a satirical homage. I pitched it yesterday to Rebecca. You know her? She directed Colin Quinn's one-man shows.
Yeah. She produces Skankfest, right? Owns the Creek and Cave.
Yeah. I called her yesterday. She picked up the phone. It was around 7 p.m. my time. And I go, hey, are you sleeping? She goes, no, I'm just really sick. And then I said, oh, my daughter's sick. I go, I hope you're sitting down. Get ready.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, what? I go, I know you directed Colin's show. I'm going to run something by you. Feel free to love it. It's a one-man show called Bill Cosby. I did it. Then in brackets, the showbiz stuff. None of the other stuff. Wink, wink, bracket. Then there's a whole bunch of musical numbers. No laughs out of her yet, by the way. She's just listening. There's a whole bunch of musical numbers. We do, I'm Bill Cosby, and I start. And I go, oh, rewind 1 second. Two words for the lead, Rebecca. Hannibal Buress, before the second S comes out of my mouth.
She started speaking up. She was in.
There's no fucking way in hell Hannibal would touch this with a 10-foot pole. And I go,
100% right.
I go, that's exactly what Mike said. That's exactly. I go, why? She goes, so many reasons. I go, all right. So it starts. He comes out. I'm Bill Cosby. So number two is I play the role myself. As a white man, I don't mess with makeup. I put on a wig, a sweater. We say that Bill Cosby was never really black. He was just portrayed that way by the media. No one's ever seen him. They can't prove it any differently. She then stops and goes, I don't know how the theater community is with white face, but I would say no to that. And I'm like, ah, bear with me. The songs.
White face, you're white.
And then we do the songs. Like, hey, I'm in show business now. I got my own show. Everything's going great. I'm Bill Cosby. And she's like, she said, why is your Bill Cosby impression sound like? And it was some very dated reference that even I didn't get. And it was not Bill Cosby. Then I go, then we get to the big scene where he's got the TV show and he's having a big party at his house. And behind him, all the pictures of the victims are going on.
How did she feel about that? I'm sure that's what she threw her hat in.
It was like you'd had a meeting with her before I did and told her all the stuff you hated. So she goes, that's awful. That's just absolutely horrible. That's exploitive.
You don't have to have a meeting with someone to unanimously believe that that's awful.
She said it's exploitive that these putting these women in there. It's no longer even a comedy or a satire. It's just mean. This is what she said.
Who does she think she is? Like a comedy producer or something?
It sounds that way. And then I go, and then we do this. And she goes, well, it sounds more like a musical than a one-man show. And I go, I'm taking notes. I'm listening. And then we get to the end.
The musical?
Yeah. And then it comes out and I did it. And that's the end of it.
No, doesn't it end with him saying show business?
Something like that. So at that point, she kind of gets quiet because she's, you could hear her thinking, going, how much is this going to cost? You know, that type of thing. Then I go, so Hannibal, for sure, no. She goes, for sure, I know.
Damn it.
And I said, what about Godfrey? And she goes, Gilbert?
He's dead.
She said, he's dead. And then I pictured, and then I did, this is the only laugh it got. I'd love to rape all these ladies at my party.
Gilbert Gottfried. I mean, rest is, if he was still around, that would be the, our perfect Cosby.
He would be fantastic.
You
need someone that over the top to do the role. So where it's at now, I go, look, Skankfest, it premieres. Then it goes to Edinburgh. You got a chance to get rich on this, or you could watch this boat sail by. She goes, I'll consider it for a small room at Skankfest. I think it might draw.
Ooh, we got some writing to do.
She likes the, oh, and I said, I go, I'll send you the script. She goes, write the script, then send it to me. But I,
so
here's
now
the
we
problem.
Need someone who could write songs to help.
It seems like a lot of work.
I think it's a great idea. I think it's particularly at Skankfest, it would do great. No cameras, no phones.
Just Bill. Okay, let me ask
we'll
you
this. Tag it like that. No cameras, no phones, just Bill Cosby.
You want to title it? No cameras, no phones, just Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby. I did it. The musical.
No cameras, no phones.
That would be the tagline, just Cosby. And then we won't even tell people
that's the tagline. Yeah. The title's still Bill Cosby, I did
it. Bill Cosby, I did it. And then in parentheses, the show business. And then the tagline is no cameras, no phones, just Cosby.
Okay, let's do it. Can you have someone print the poster up and then we'll start writing it? And we'll
Can we put Cosby on the poster so people don't know it's you?
Can we what? Yes.
Is that like we're going to be tricking people thinking Bill Cosby is... Except for the people who are listening right now.
Right. So three people will know.
I think a small bullshit side room at Skankfest, this would be perfect for.
I think so, too.
I think this is good for the main stage. But obviously, Rebecca's a few steps behind us.
I'm fine with a small stage. I don't
think. I think that's great for the art. It's almost like some comedy rooms are better.
Oh, my God. You give me the whole like the goddamn comedy jam band and we go out and we just do the songs.
Yeah, let's see if four more people want to attach themselves to a Bill Cosby smear show.
So you're saying there could be negative repercussions. See, I don't see there this could. Stuff. You and Rebecca said these two things that well, I never even
Rebecca
saw.
Very woke. If anyone knows something about Rebecca, Trent, and G Mike, we're both very woke.
It's not even woke. I just think I don't have that trigger in my brain that goes, oh, that's offensive. Because I just... Comedically, I just float through it.
Yeah, well, that's why you need people around you to be like, maybe don't flash the victims in the background.
Yeah. Well, why wouldn't I have thought of that?
I mean, I guess there's a filter missing there somewhere.
Okay, but isn't that part of making art? Is that some of it has to be offensive? And like, of why course, would he do that? Isn't that what art does? Is makes the people think, why would he show those rape victims? I'll
be honest, if it stayed within the room, it would be funny. But yeah. The issue is the people who would share it afterwards. Like if word never got back to the victims,
just Cosby.
Exactly, it's just Cosby. So it's cool to me. And I think if Rebecca knew that tagline, she'd agree to.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Give me a second.
Hang on. No.
Let me call her. Bear with me one sec.
Let her know, G Mike thinks you have similar politics, so all you'll right, probably agree.
What was I calling about?
If there were no phones.
Oh yeah, no cameras, no phones, just Cosby.
And then we could do all the real offensive shit.
Oh. Not there.
We'll promote it as if it is Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
All right. See if she's okay with that too.
All right, she's not there. She maybe just texted me something.
Yeah, I guess we got updates for next
time. I'm at a shoot. Text would work. Okay, hang on. Okay. Tagline. No cameras. No phones. Just Cosby. We do real pic of Cosby on the poster for Skankfest.
Most people are going to know it's a joke because most are going to be Gas Digital fans of the world get around. But a few people there will be like, holy shit, Bill Cosby's here?
Yeah.
And they'll be sitting in line and waiting like, this is crazy. I can't wait. I'm a huge fan. And then you come out with the cigar and a sweater.
All right, here we go. I've texted her. No cameras, no phones, just Cosby. We do real pic. Cosby on the poster for Skankfest. Most people will know it's a joke. Some will think it's Cosby.
And then we have the little like zip bags to tie away everyone's phones. So you could do as much offensive and you could be just as funny as they were in the 90s.
I rape this lady for real. Like that. And he's got a very Tom Waits type of gait
to it. What musicians do we know, though, that could help us with the music?
Godfrey's
a music. He plays
Josh Adam Myers, Jeremiah Watkins.
I think Jeremiah Watkins would be interested in this.
I think Jeremiah Watkins would walk away from this faster than Dallas smelling his own piss in a closet. Jeremiah would not touch. Jeremiah would run from this faster than Hannibal would.
I don't think you have seen Jeremiah lately. He's leaning into like the edgy thing now.
No.
Yeah. He did like some joke with the N-word.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he kind of like turned a new leaf, I guess. I didn't see it coming.
We haven't heard back from Rebecca, which sounds to me like it's a go. So I'm excited about it. All right. This is pretty good. Next episode.
Start sending emails and then planning things.
We're going to get, well, let's move this ahead. I think the show's a go. I think we do this show. And by the way, we don't even need Rebecca on board.
You could also just lie and be like, hey, can I do like an hour of stand up? And then just we'll do that instead.
Okay. These are all great ideas.
Lie through your teeth. I'll cut this part out, obviously.
What part are we cutting out? That we lie?
Yeah, because you don't want, God forbid someone hears this and knows, tells Rebecca we're lying about the show we're going to put on. And we put
cut
on
that part out.
Bill Cosby. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Well, this is good. We made a lot of forward motion.
A lot
this
of headway,
week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited. So we're going to follow up the next show. We follow up on the guy I went to college with. We're going to be in touch with him.
How you describe him? The guy you went to college with? Is that the guy whose things you pissed all over?
Yes, Dallas.
Dallas, the guy. Okay.
Then we're going to follow up with Matt, find out why he blocked me. I'm guessing it was race-related humor. We'll find out what's up with Craig Budgell. And then we'll get all these people together. We'll try and find Tree. We'll maybe talk to Kathy, the girl that gave me chlamydia. And we'll get to the base of all this. So a lot of stuff happened in that room. And then we're going to follow up with Rebecca. I'm sure she'll shoot back. Remember, I'm on the road this month, Phoenix, Arizona. When's this come out, Mike? Next week or this week?
This will be out Wednesday for Gas Digital subscribers and next Monday for everyone else.
Yo, this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, me and Louis J. Gomez for the Offend Everyone Tour, Phoenix, Arizona, House of Comedy. Only 3 weekends left of that. Next week, we're in Minneapolis, Minnesota, at the Mall of America, the place where a big shooting went down. Come and watch us kill the audience with laughter. House of Comedy, Minnesota, next week, 6 shows in total. Then the Funny Stop in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. That's going to be good. Come to the Funny Stop. Then me and Lewis are done touring. It's going to be absolute fire, those last 3. Then check out AaronBerg.com. I go on tour straight through. We're going everywhere. Hamilton, Ontario just got added today. Levity Comedy Club up there. Whole bunch of stuff. Check out all the dates. I'm going to be in Yonkers. I'm going to be in Dallas. I'm going to be in D.C. It's all over the place. AaronBerg.com. Big shout out to G. Mike today and Dallas for answering the phone and telling us about your life up there. And hope everything is good. It's been Berg Space. Peace.